The American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee reports more than 200 incidents of hate crimes and harassment directed at Arab Americans since last Tuesday. In Brooklyn last night, a few hundred Arab Americans held a vigil. They carried roses and sang America the Beautiful while marching to a park that overlooks the Manhattan skyline. Several thousand Arab Americans and Arab immigrants live in Brooklyn's Bay Ridge neighborhood. NPR's Rick Carr has the story of one family there grappling with last week's events.
Ali Naeem Samhouri was doing business as usual in his dry cleaning store in Brooklyn's Park Slope neighborhood last Tuesday when a relative called to ask him whether his son, Ahmad, was okay. Naturally, the father said, he's at his desk in Morgan Stanley's offices on the 71st floor of One World Trade Center. The relative told Ali Naeem to turn on his television.
Try to call my son. He's not in the desk. So I don't know what to do. I just sit in the store, watch the TV. What's going on? After 2 hours, I saw my son walking to the store. I can't believe it. I hugged him. I stopped to cry.
Ahmad was unscathed, but the family, his father says, is deeply shaken. Samhouri is Palestinian. He came to the U.S. from Jordan in 1974. Since then, he and his family have tried to walk the same fine line as generations of immigrants before them. On one hand, loving and embracing their adopted homeland. On the other, retaining some semblance of tradition. His daughter Suha embodies that effort. A typical New York woman in her mid-20s, except for the hijab that covers her head, a sign of her devotion to Islam. Last week, she says, she drove to a shopping center to buy American flags to hang in the windows of the family's home. She failed to recognize two women she'd known for years, she said, because they weren't wearing hijab.
As I was walking towards my car, I just saw the tears roll down my eyes, and I couldn't believe it. I was really shocked. I mean, I went out depressed, and actually walking back to my car, I was more depressed. Just very unbelievable. Someone has, you know, having to change their beliefs, their ideas, because of one or a group of really terrible people.
The Samhouri's mosque has been egged a few times since last Tuesday. Now New York City police keep a close eye on it. The imam there, Jamal Bawatma, has only been in the U.S. for 9 months himself. He says his own home has a spectacular view of the Manhattan skyline across New York Harbor. He saw the buildings collapse with his own eyes. And when they did, he says, he felt his own home had collapsed. Worshippers at the mosque say that if indeed the terrorists justified their strike with some interpretation of Islam, it's certainly not an Islam that they recognize. Ghassan Amin is a worshipper at the mosque and a Bay Ridge businessman.
I really do not understand how these people think or how would they use Islam, such a peaceful, such a beautiful religion. I understand my religion very well, and I can tell you that my religion does not encourage or does not allow anybody to do such an act.
For his part, Ali Naeem Samhouri says he wants his non-Arab neighbors to know that he's as outraged by the attacks as they are, and that he hopes that Bay Ridge remains the friendly and inclusive neighborhood that he chose as a home for his family.
I raise up all my kids here. I've been here 27 years. It's unbelievable, and I hope they understand what's going on with these people and they could live together and feel for each other. And God bless America.
Rick Carr, NPR News, New York.